is on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Greetings, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to all of my brothers and sisters around the world. Osiyo, hello, aloha, and good day to you all. We are broadcasting from the north of Scotland. In the interstellar medium. And tonight, I'm going to be speaking with a dear friend and teacher and all-round very interesting person, Donna Spratt. Now, many of you won't have heard of Donna Spratt, but some of you will be familiar with Cosmic Mind. And we've been speaking before on the subject of Orgonite and various other things, but tonight Donna has started her campaign. You're out there, Donna. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Or rather, good afternoon for you. It's good evening for me. It's 8 o'clock here, but it's lovely to have you on my new show. This is I don't know if you've been following us, but. Rebecca Jernigan had a show at this time of day, and one day a week she asked me to take it over so that I could, so that you could have a small break, you know, because she's not used to doing daily shows. So I took it, and then then her shows moved away several hours later, and so it's kind of stuck here because it's convenient because we can speak to British audiences and everybody can listen at 8 o'clock in the evening. The really interesting shows get rebroadcast later, so we'll probably have that as well. So great, it's really great to have you on the show again. Really good to speak to you again. So Donna, tell me what you're up to and what's the conference all about.
Well. We are hosting a Star Knowledge Conference for the Equinox in September. Is it the Equinox over there? Is it called the Equinox or?
In spring and autumn, they're equinoxes because the day and night is equal night, and in the winter, they're solstices.
Well, I was asking if you guys are in the spring or the fall, where you are.
We're in autumn, my dear, not fall, okay. But yeah. yeah, we're in fall.
A lot of my friends in Australia are having their spring equinox, so I didn't want to miss.
Yeah,
represent. It's the equinox in September. So we're hosting this conference, and you know they gave me some things to share with people, and so I'm just going to read it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. We're going to need to adjust your microphone in a little bit, but go on with this, and I'll hang back.
Too loud, or what is it?
We'll do it later.
Okay.
You're fine just now.
We invite everyone to join us as we bring in all the amazing healers who are going to share their experiences, messages. The conference begins on Friday. On Saturday, there's a galactic harmonic convergence, and that is when a group of people come together in a resonant harmonic to create a portal through the astral plane and release dense energies and disincarnate entities. And on Sunday, there is a project called Pendants in Peace that is launching a celebration for children to manifest peace on Earth. And their mission, I've got to read it. It says, "We invite you to join us in our mission to imagine a world where children are living in peace. We are bringing awareness and healing of homeless children through our Pendants in Peace project." And basically that project is, you know, kids are going to get together and they're going to make little pendants out of polymer clay, and they're going to form them by squishing down a bottle cap on top and then decorating it. And this organization, Pendants in Peace, will be collecting these, numbering them, tagging them with the number, and every child who mails in one, they will be one will be mailed back to them, and their pendants will be shared and collected with other children around the planet. So it's a multi-layered conference that is happening here. We have, 30-something speakers and honored guests that are going to be here. How many? There's 36 that we have on our page right now.
Wow, that's a lot of talk. That's a lot of people.
In three
stages, I believe. Yeah. So, Donna, let's. We need to do this because your volume's going up and down and up and down. So, if you can you go to your Skype window and go to Tools and Options? We'll do this very quickly. Anybody else who's out there and they want to adjust their Skype volume, because the microphone adjusts itself automatically, but. What happens is that the volume is badly adjusted automatically, so we don't want that. So if you go then to audio settings, I think it is. Oh, you've gone quiet completely.
I'm here, I'm waiting.
Right, have you got it? Audio settings. Have you got that?
I don't know where to look.
All right. In the Skype window, the one that you're talking to me, you're on a PC, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Go to, you see where my picture is, there's a window, and above that there's a menu, that's and one of the menu items is Tools, just next to Help. Have you got that?
Still looking.
Looking right. Okay, so you see, there's a picture of me and the Revolution Radio.
Yes.
And is it a little rectangular window or a regular kind of normal Windows window?
Where do I go? I have it.
All right. Tools, options. There we go. Sorry about this, folks, but we've got to do this.
Okay, Rebecca sent me a message and just said to hold the mic very closely.
Right, are you, okay, so are you there yet?
I don't see it anywhere, I'm sorry.
Okay, just hold the mic a little bit away from your mouth.
Okay.
What's happening is it's hearing you very loud, and then it's sending the volume right down so we can't hear you again. So it's kind of going up and down like that. But anyway, let's continue like that. Okay. So you got 3 days, loads and loads of speakers. What's the conference center like? Is it just a single room, or is it like a three ring circus?
It is a children's camp.
Woo!
It's at Camp Pinewood in Hendersonville, And you know, there's a large, there's a couple of large water ponds or lakes, whatever you want to call them. And the event hall, the main event hall, is a outdoor basketball court. It's a huge little stadium. And I had gone to a conference in Shasta, and that event was held outside. It wasn't in a hotel, and we just loved it. So when we were called to put this conference on, we really wanted to, you know, have that experience to be outside for people.
Ah, that sounds amazing. So this is like an open-air rock concert. No,
yes.
it's for kids. Well, in a
yes.
kids, but it's, I mean, obviously it's for grown up kids as well.
Yes.
But it's focused on the idea that the children are there. Why people are at conferences to learn, so that we can teach our children.
The children will not be there. We're just renting their camp. Their year is over, and we just luckily found this place, and they were willing to allow us to rent the space for the conference.
All right, I see. Okay, so it's gradually dawning in my mind what's going on. So you're renting the ground, but you're going to have adults there, right?
Yes.
And it's got facilities, obviously. So it's like people go camping. Will they bring their own tents, or will they be like teepees set up or something?
We'll have camping available. There are cabins there with like 5 to 10 bunk beds in a room with bathrooms and changing rooms, and it's really, really nice place. You know, I really love it. I think everybody will love it.
Excellent.
How's my volume?
Well, it's going in and out, but it's better than it was. I think what it's doing, it's trying to adjust for it being very close to your mic, to your mouth. So a little bit of distance won't be any problem either.
Okay, we might have ancient technology. My microphone is, it looks like a Bob Barker microphone.
All right.
You know, those long, tall things that Bob Barker carried around.
All right. I don't know who Bob Barker is because of cultural differences, but I'm sure it's like a TV game show host with a very long stick with a bubble on the end.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. There was a fashion for that here in the 70s as well. So I think... I mean, I know microphones. I really do know microphones. Yeah, I've been with my, you know, a sound engineer for many years. So microphones are as a part of my life. Anyway, so you got these big grounds, and tell me about are you going to have just speakers? Is it just going to be? Are you going to have one stage? Are you going to have a party?
We're going to have one stage, and then there's going to be 5 different breakout rooms for workshops for the speakers. And each speaker is going to be able to give workshops in those rooms while people are on the main stage speaking. And it is a celebration that's going to be happening. It's a huge grid project. You know, I sent you a picture of a crystal grid, and we were given this grid to build. It's called the Four Doors of Metatron, and it has 7 star knowledge symbols in there, both the masculine and the feminine and the Antikorana, which is the cosmic cart that is in the center.
Right, hang on a second, Donna. Donna, where is this?
I'll send the link to you.
There's one from Facebook and two Crop Circle Connector ones.
Yes, the one from Facebook is the Crystal Grid.
Right, let's just have a look at that. So that's... We are operating principles, it says.
Oh, wait a minute.
That a different page. Oh, I see. Oh, I think I found it. It's like written in sand with stones all around it, and then decorated with stones.
That's right.
Right. Okay. I'll see if I can. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to copy that image. Somehow. How am I going to do that? I'm going to download it. And then I'm gonna do that. And yeah, so this is gonna take a couple of seconds, then Donna. So first of all, let me do this. Copy. And those of you who are in the chat room in War Spirit Radio, who have Facebook, you should be able to go there. And there you go. Sorry, I'm laughing because Dolly said, JP, whenever you give me directions, please don't be so nice. Just come out and tell me what the heck to do in no uncertain words. Very funny. Very funny. It's just the way I am. I'm sorry. Anyway, so meanwhile, let's try and get this picture there. So I've just pasted it into Wolf Spirit Radio, and I'm going to download it as well, and find a place to put it. So Crystal Grid, and so this is, I've seen this. So where is this, Donna?
Well, right now it is in the backyard.
You're back.
In a sacred space where I'm staying right now. It's in a sacred space we created, and we will, when the conference begins, a lot of the speakers will be arriving on the 18th, and we will be moving this grid over to the grounds, and this grid has been holding the energetic space for the disincarnate spirits who have agreed to ascend out of the planetary Earth grid, lifting the density that they have been holding there for so long.
Right.
The density. Yeah, this is one of the main reasons why the conference was we were called to host this conference, and all of the people that have been invited and that are going to attend are going to be holding this resonant field so that this density can be lifted out of the planet Earth grid.
Right. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to paste it up on Super Wolf Spirit Radio, so we've got a copy of it there. And I'm going to place it in the chat room here, and then you can describe it to people, because I think without the context of seeing it, it's not exactly clear to exactly what you're talking about. So start at the beginning, Donna. You were inspired to create this... this is like really, this is to me, this is like one of those Tibetan mandalas,
you know, that, yes,
that is made from colored sand painstakingly by monks, by rubbing a stick and allowing the sand to drop down grains at a time. But tell me about this, and by the time you've been telling them for about it, it'll be posted in the chat room. Okay, go on.
Well, you know, it's in the shape of a diamond, and the diamond represents the portal that is being created. And there are 12 spiritual laws that are included, and there are four doors, and there are six masculine spiritual laws, and six universal feminine laws. I hope I've said that correctly. I may have. It may be the feminine, may be the spiritual, but I don't think so. And these spiritual laws were given to Chief Golden Light Eagle in ceremonies, and he was sent out into the world to share these symbols with the people so that we can understand the times that we are living in. He has gifted these to the world as a free PDF on his website, starknowledge.net. You can read about these Star Knowledge laws, the 1111 laws, the 1212, and the 1313 has not been loaded yet, but it has been given. So the Quran there is in the center, and it is the cosmic card. It represents the cosmic card. The Four Doors of Metatron is a healing of the heart, you know. So this conference is about that. It's about the healing of the heart, unification, bringing self-awareness to people, and unification of our collective vibration.
That's super. Right, okay. I've just been posting them into both the chat rooms. So let's have a look. Let's have a look at these symbols. I can see that we're looking on the left, and the right is like the horizontal and the vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's actually, it looks like the same symbol at the top and the bottom. It's like two semicircles back to back, like Pisces. Is that right?
Yes, they're all the same. The feminine are the horizontal, and the masculines are the vertical ones.
Ah. Okay. Do you want to talk about some? All right. It's a sort of, yeah. They're kind of there's a reflection going on there, isn't there? But
yes,
they're made of different gems. For instance, there's one that looks like a D or a P, depending on which way round it is. And the top left one is in blue, and the bottom right one is sort of a more. Here we go. I know I'm going to get this wrong. It looks red to me, but it might be green. Mr. Colorblind.
Well, the D is the one that looks like a D is called the Universal Law of Movement and Balance.
Mm-hmm.
And which other one did you bring? You ask about.
Well, do you want to go through them? Can you see? Have you got the picture in front of you, Donna?
I do have the picture in front of me, but I'm not equipped to teach people about these symbols.
All right.
And I do apologize for that. These symbols are multi-layered, and it is not for me to be teaching about these symbols.
All right, but you can talk about how this thing was created.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and how are you going to move this? It's on the ground.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick up all of the crystals and then take them over to the ceremonial grounds and place them in the sand again.
Uh-huh. Wow. So that will be a ceremony in itself, eh?
Oh, yes, it is. We're also going to be creating, after the ceremony that we're going to have to lift the density, which is the Galactic Harmonic Convergence on Saturday, on Sunday, we're going to take all of these crystals and make a crystal labyrinth for the children. You know, these directives have been given to us by other dimensional beings. We shortened it and we call them the ODBs.
Mm-hmm.
And
ODB?
Yeah. And they have actually laid down two crop circles that have validated messages that they have given us. The first one, let me find it, what date was it on? It was on the 26th of July. It looks like, well, this is what it is. It's E.T. hands with the little dots at the end of the fingers. There's three fingers for each hand. And there's two diamond portals, one in the middle and one above.
Right. Hang on a second. Hang on. Let's just, again, paste that into the chat room so that people are going to be able to follow what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. So they're saying they lost sound. Well, we'll see. We are still on air and online. So, yeah, Donna, yeah. Could you talk about the about this crop formation that I have in front of me now?
Well, just showed us. They told us a couple of days before we saw this crop circle that they were holding a space. It's a portal, which is what the 22nd is. It's a portal of unification, and they just showed us that they were holding this portal open with the diamond portal below and the diamond portal above the hands. And, you know, there's Lauren Zimmerman a couple of days, or maybe a couple of weeks before I saw this crop circle. Lauren Zimmerman, she wrote the book called, and many, many others. She's a wonderful person. She described a race that she is in communication with that has hands with little sensors on the tips of their fingers. And so when I saw the crop circle like this and showed it to Sienna Dearheart, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, check this out. And then the message came in, yes, we want to show you. We're holding the space open for this portal. We are helping you. We are with you. We are here. And the rest, you know, is up to us. We need what the people that are going to be coming together are going to be holding a resonant vibration together to lift the density out of the earth grid.
Well, that's fantastic, because there's been this is all of the hundreds and thousands of years of satanic abuse is what has poisoned the grid, isn't it? That's the whole, you know, this has been the problem all along. And what you're doing, what we're all doing, because everybody's going to be part of this, whether they know it or not, is going to be releasing all of that pain and fear that has been tortured into the grid.
Well, let's think about what's on the East Coast. What has happened on the East Coast? The Europeans came here.
Mm-hmm.
And they raped and pillaged and plundered the indigenous native populations here and moved them off of their sacred lands. And then we had the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. We've had the Civil Rights Wars. We've had 9/11. We have the United States political capital on the East Coast. So all of these things on the East Coast, it's out of balance right now. So this portal that is being, this space that is being held for us, and that we are going to hold this resonant vibration for, is going to assist all of these energies that have been created over many thousands of years to be lifted from the planetary grid, because our collective vibration and the planetary vibration is so low that these energies cannot get through there. It's hard for them to get through the astral. So what the portal is about is opening a space to let these energies pass through the astral into the higher realms.
So it's reaching down from what Stuart Swerdlow is calling hyperspace.
That's
like
right.
Above the astral plane is hyperspace, where things are cool again. But the astral plane is so thick and dirty and unpleasant and syrupy that any nice clean energy just is completely lost. So what they're doing is creating, I mean, this must be a pretty large portal. You know, when I'm saying pretty large, I mean, is it big enough to take the Earth through, or is it the size of a town, or is the word portal not meaning an actual doorway, but a kind of window of opportunity, so to speak?
It is a window of opportunity.
Right, got that.
Yes, this is what the ODBs call it.
ODBs.
The other dimensional beings.
Other dimensional beings, right. Okay, I got you.
Well, and the second crop circle that came in actually is a representation of the crystal grid that would be built. And that is the second link, and that was the crop circle that was the 23rd of August.
Right, let me just grab that. Hillbarn. The Hillbarn one. Oh no, it's the other one. Right, okay. That's that one. Ah, oh, that's very gritty. Excellent. Okay.
And the horizontal lines that are moving across, if you'll scroll down to the image that looks like a diamond instead of a square, it's like the third or fourth image down. The horizontal lines representing the masculine energies, and the vertical line going up the center is the feminine.
All right.
So these masculine energies are on the docket to be healed.
Right. So I'm just looking at this and looking at its. It's not quite. It's not it's symmetrical up and down, but it's not symmetric. It does not have rotational symmetry, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's very interesting. So, do you know anything about what's represented in this crop circle, the diamond one?
The information that was shared was about the horizontal lines. That it was a message about the crystal grid that is being built. Mm. Other than that, I have no other information right now.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to glean as much data out of this as possible. So that's interesting. So this is a diagram of the grid or something like that. And it's 6x6 with 4 in the middle and the central sun. So yeah, you see, I often look at these crop circles and there's ones with all those crescents in them, and I always say that, you know, that looks like phases of the moon. It's like, you know, they're talking about a period of months or something like that. It's an interesting one, pretty one. I've not seen one like this before. Very much the that lattice in the middle is quite beautiful.
It is. We've the ODBs like to talk about the crop circles, but we've not put anything out yet, so they've asked us not to share anything yet about the crop circles, but except for these two.
Right.
And they wanted me to talk about those two today with you.
Okay. Well, thank them on my behalf. Mm-hmm. I let the and the other crop circle's got this. It's very intricate. It's these. It's a circle, and then it's there's another loop around it that actually makes the central finger, as it were, a separate space to the other two fingers either side of it. That there's something to do with like an in and an out kind of movement, like mm-hmm. what I can see. So the upper diamond representing the etheric planes, the hyperspace plane.
Yes.
Dimension one, and then you have three at the bottom, so that's third dimension maybe. Or sixth astral plane. Yeah. Do you have any other news about that one, about what those little circles are in the middle? I love that.
We're not really sure about what those circles are. They didn't share that with us. There's probably going to be more information that's going to be shared soon. We've just been really, really busy getting this conference together and, you know, doing all the organization and getting the media put together and all of this kind of stuff that we haven't had time to, you know, do more messages with Sienna Dearheart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's only so much time in the day we've discovered.
that's very true.
Yeah, so it's been a wonderful journey. You know, I'm really looking forward to the launch of this Pendants in Peace. The children, many, many children came and spoke and, you know, shared that they did not, you know, trust the adults to help them bring peace to the planet, and they wanted Pendants in Peace project to be launched so that the children could begin to make these pendants. When people see them and they're going to say, what's around your neck, they're going to be able to say, this is my peace project, this is my pendant that I have shared with other children around the planet, or whatever they're going to say. But they're going to be teaching people. And, you know, we're going to have a platform for them to be able to do that. We're going to have a YouTube channel or a forum. We don't know exactly how we're going to put that together to keep them safe so that they can share those messages. But they will have a platform, and we will be having speaking engagements. They'll be able to share their messages on YouTube. We have created a Facebook page for them to do that, so they can make their own videos and post them onto that page. So it's exciting. I'm having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun over here.
That's great. And I tell you, the kids will tell you how they're going to do it. They already know. We've just got the basic technology, and we're just kind of showing, all right, this is what we work with. They're going to show us how this is going to fall together.
Yes, that's right. We just have to trust them.
Yeah, we can't, you know, we're going to have to. Eventually, at some point in our lives, we're going to have to trust those kids. Anyway, I have a question from the chat room from Andrew, who is asking, how many stone people went into the project? He's asking how many.
There are over 1,000.
There we go.
I don't know exactly how many, but we're going to count them when we move them.
All right. That's the best place, best time. Brilliant. I suppose you could look at the photograph and count them from that if anybody was a bean counter. It could be. Anyway, so thank you for that. Yeah. So here's a statement from... so there's a massive delay to the Wolf Spirit people, so they're still talking about, but Free Sovereign's talking about the geographic location of the present District of Columbia is nearly identical to the location where the Dark Forces were centered some 13,000 years back. Those who pushed the sinking of Poseidonis, Atlantis continent, by matching the original edition of the Prince of Atlantis. So saying that, the East Coast, as well as having all those dark things that were on it, is that was also, it's been dark for a long time. And then, of course, you've got Montauk is also on the East Coast, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we have, the ODBs want to share these messages with people so that those who that are called know that this is happening and that they can come and join us and assist it in holding that resonant vibration so we can lift this density out of the earth grid. And it's going to be a blessing for the whole planet, and I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. And so just for those of us who've just joined us, and you're looking at this this symbol, that one in the middle reminds me at once of the Isle of Man symbol that they have, the three legs. But at the same time, it's a cube.
That's right.
And it's, that's a Metatron's cube kind of symbol as well, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, looking at all these things. And what have you got there? Lots of amethysts?
Amethyst, fluorite, citrine, lots of ascension stones, rose quartz.
Lovely. Very nice.
And then we just made the diamond out of a large crystal that we had from Arkansas, and anything else that we had left over. This grid holds all of the crystals that we had on hand.
Really?
Pretty much every single one.
Excellent. So if anyone, for instance, does happen to have a large number of crystals lying around, it would be... would it be a good thing to make more of them elsewhere?
Yes, I think right now people who are called to do this kind of work, to assist disincarnate spirits to leave the astral plane, are encouraged to create crystal portals and crystal grids to hold the space for these energies to arrive. And then, to get a group of people, I wouldn't suggest one person try to do it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. A resonant field needs to be created. We have to rise to the occasion in our vibration so this portal can actually be opened. It's not something that is created by the crystals alone, and it's not something that the other dimensional beings can create alone. We all have to work together.
Excellent. And so this window in time that's coming up, when can you start? Or is it like a bell curve, Donna, where you go up and there's a kind of most optimal and then it kind of falls away? Or is it a very specific sharp, starts September the 20th and ends on September the 22nd?
Well, the journey began at least 3 months ago when they asked for this conference. And so from that time until now, you know, the word is being put out, you know, that there's going to be an opening for the release. And so souls are gathering. And, you know, when you have a grid to hold that energy so the stone people can hold that energy, you know, they can stay there in peace and you know, wait for that portal to open so they can move on to their highest expression.
Hmm. That's great. Personally, I've noticed that process is already starting to happen. And it's like, it would probably happen eventually, naturally. But it's like, childbirth will probably eventually happen naturally, but it can be eased and given a little bit of encouragement as well.
Yes, the density on the planet is, you know, it creates disharmony in many different ways. Including earth changes.
Mm.
So, you know, this is another reason, you know, we use these windows of opportunity to lessen the density in the earth planetary grid so that she herself can be more free.
All right. Yeah, a bit like undoing the belt a bit so that you can jiggle everything around and put the belt back. All right.
That's right.
So, all right, so now we're talking about the conference. First day, who's your headline band? who's the main speaker?
Well, we have the honored Chief Golden Light Eagle, who is going to grace us with his presence here, and many grandmothers, Grandmother Jean Holmes, we are hoping can make it. She is suffering right now with a little bit of health problems, but we are really holding a prayerful place that she can be here. Grandmother Silver Star is going to be here. Chief Blue Star Eagle is going to be here. Laura Magdalene Eisenhower will be here. Trisha McCannon will be here. Bear Cloud will be here. And Jeremy, Bear Cloud has discovered codes in the pyramids that are simply amazing. I can't wait to hear his complete presentation. I met him in Sedona about 80 days ago and had a ceremony with him and, you know, just fell in love with him. I mean, he's brilliant. Grandma Chandra's going to be here. James Duncan, who is someone who walked from Oklahoma to Georgia with his wife and 5 daughters. He walked the Trail of Tears in reverse and called it the Trail of Joy. He is going to be here as an honored guest. Yolanda Martinez, she is a drum maker who is spirit-led. Jay Gore, he's a local man who has built a light center where world prayer happens every single day, all day long. People go in there every hour, you know, all day long and pray for the world. We have Sue Walker. She is going to be having her own show soon. She is a grandmother with the Star Nation, and she's going to have her own TV show soon. She's a clairvoyant and medical intuitive for over 20 years, and she's a brilliant. We have grandmothers Barbara Wolf and Margaret Anderson, and they wrote a book, and they host Global Meditations Network. Barbara Wolf and Margaret both started that organization. We have Hideo Izumuto. He's a brilliant healer. He was given the 47 words of God. He chants those. He was given a specific length of copper coil. He uses platonic solids in those copper coils and uses those as acupressure, I should say. I've met him. He's a beautiful man. We have Steve Pitt, Dr. Dream. He's going to be here with his galactic activations. I mean, there's just so many.
Well, if Laura's there, Dr. Dream will be there, eh?
Yeah.
Bless their hearts. Oh, it's so lovely.
I love them.
So that's quite a lineup. So there'll be 3 days of talks, or is it like, how's the format? Is it going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Or
all day. Nine to nine. We're not sure what the schedule is going to be. Chief Golden Light Eagle will arrive here on the 6th, and he will be making the schedule at some point between then and when the conference begins, and we'll post it so people know when people are going to be speaking. So if they want to come for a day pass or whatever, we would love to have people come for all 3 days, but if you can get there for 1 day, we would love that too.
Excellent. Okay, so is there a website where people can go to go into this? Non-Facebook, just like a proper...
Yes, it's StarKnowledgeAsheville.com.
Right. www.StarKnowledge... No. Knowledge. Yes. You have to know things to know the word knowledge. StarKnowledge, A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L.
I'm linking you now.
Yeah. Oh, now you're telling me. Thank you. Now he tells me. Right, let's see. Let's see if I got it right. Does it send me to the right place? Did I spell it? It's a big white screen. It's blue. It's, yeah, we'll get it. Fall Equinox. There we go. So that's great. I managed to type it in all in the thing. So there's that symbol again, the cube symbol, the three-legged cube. Oh, is that your phone?
It was. Well, that's Corn Woman and a golden eagle and a chinupa, and that is the Antikorana in the sun. Corn Woman was the first to come in. She's the one that asked for the conference, and her message is listed there on the front page. Mm-hmm. She says, "I am Corn Woman, here to feed the people and to separate the wheat from the chaff. In these times, separating the wheat from the chaff is separating truth from illusion. Feeding the people is feeding their hearts with truth. We bring you this gathering of spirit and ask you for ceremony of healing and clearing. Peace to hearts from all nations."
Ah, lovely. Lovely, lovely. The wheat from the chaff. This is something Rebecca's been talking about a lot, hasn't she?
Indeed. I sent her that as soon as that came through.
Oh, wow. When did that come through?
A couple of months ago.
All right.
2 months ago, maybe. Two and a half.
So that's, yeah. So everything that you've been talking about is on this.
Everything.
That's great. So yeah, the people should be flocking to it just now. I have a supplementary question from Wolf Baby. And if I don't ask it, I'm going to get bashed. That's my girlfriend. Right. Can you set up portals to be one way so beings go out but others don't come in?
That is a very good question. The portals that we our building, we are ascending, and our star brothers who work with the law of one, who work in unity with all, will be descending. You know, I can't speak for anyone else's portals. I only know about the portals and the portal that we are building right now and have built and are working to build this resonant vibration so that it will open and, you know, and heal this planet. I'm assuming the answer is yes, but, you know, when you are opening a portal, there is always, you have to know what you're doing. I mean, you can't be willy-nilly about portals. I don't know how else.
That's a great quote. You can't be willy-nilly about portals. That is great. So, I think I'm starting to get it now, right? You've been talking to me for an hour, and I'm starting to understand what you're doing, right? Which is that, at least at this place, at this time, there is a potential opportunity for the lower dimensional, energies, to be released from the grid, which is a regular higher dimensional ability, so that it makes it conducive and congenial for our star brothers and sisters to visit us, because before now it's been very unpleasant and dangerous for them to do so. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Great. Donna, thank you very much for coming on the show. I've been speaking for the last hour with Donna Spratt, who is creating a conference with her team, and it's called the website is called Star Knowledge Asheville. So that's STAR Knowledge KNOWLEDGE Asheville ASHEVILLE.com. So that's Star Knowledge Asheville.com. Go there. If you don't go there, meditate on the day. Link it in with your meditations. How can other people help if they can't come?
They can certainly add their intention to create that resonant vibration. And please find Sienna Dearheart on the internet. She has a website, siennadearheart.com. And she also has a Facebook page, Sienna Dearheart, and it's S-E-I-N-A, Dear, D-E-E-R, Heart. And she is my partner in crime with this conference, and we're really looking forward to seeing everyone. And I apologize that I wasn't more clear with you, Jeremy, and it took me a whole hour.
That's all right. We're all learning together. Donna Spratt, StarKnowledgeAsheville.com. Check out Sienna Dearheart. Thank you very much for coming to Journeys with JP. With Donna Spratt. Thank you very much. Good night.